WTFM.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Y'all knew I was going to do it, didn't you? Malachi 3:10, and when you have found it, say amen.
Amen.
Where we find these words, which are recorded. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Thank you. You may be seated. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse. I want to use for a topic this morning. Examination time. Or the examination of my giving. And what's in your hand? Examination of my giving, and what is it that you have in your hand? That makes it personal.
Yes, it does.
Because the only one who knows what's in your hand is you. But can I make a correction? Because the Lord knows what's in your hand before you even placed it there. He is the God who is omniscient. Not only is he omniscient, knowing things, but he is a God who knows what you're about to place in the plate before you put it in the plate. That's the God that we serve. And so we use the analogy, we use the topic examination. And when we think about it, it's a perfect time to use this analogy because on April 15th, that was another analogy that was implemented too. And that analogy had something to do with taxes. And when we think about our taxes, certainly we know what we do on April the 15th. And what we understand and what we begin to realize is what God is doing in our life and what he is doing for us as well. But I want to talk about something that we find in the Bible in Matthew 22 and 21, when it states, render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. What does that mean? That followers of Christ can honor secular authority or taxes and the laws bearing what we call in those Old Testament days the image of Caesar. Anybody seen anybody trying to put their image on stuff? Because when you have your image on things, you want people to honor who you are. While on the other hand, it speaks of honoring Christ with what belongs to him. It means living one's whole life to God as man bear God's image. We ain't supposed to be bearing no image of no earthly man. Especially if he has to put his image on stuff that he has no qualifications for putting stuff on. And yet we know the stuff that he's putting his name on is a corruption and a mischaracterization of justice. And I'm going to stop right there because somebody think I'm getting political. I'm just talking. God has an expectation that we are in his image and in his likeness. And therefore, if we are to emulate anything or anyone, it should be the one who is the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. For in the beginning, God created all things. He created man in his image and his likeness. And so if we are to emulate anyone, guess who we should be emulating? There you go. Antioch, as believers, God desire a routine examination concerning our giving to ensure that we are well. Many churches today throughout the United States are struggling because of attendance. And these churches are in direct competition with our jobs. They're in competition with sporting events and even just flat taking Sundays off to rest. And when we take Sunday off, the church attendance will be impacted. I shared with the preacher the other day when we talked about churches, and some of the churches, we talked about how some of the churches are closing simply because of lack of attendance and lack of financial stability. And COVID was a culprit that caused many of our churches to look the way we're looking today. But COVID is over, but something lingers in that epidemic that took place. Not only did it have a physical impact, but COVID had a psychological impact as well. Because now we are no longer gathering as a congregation. We are separated because we've been away from the church far too long. You've heard me say, it is the more we stay away from church, the easier it becomes. I'm a living witness of that because I never went to church during football season when I was in Dallas, tell the truth. And I only went to church when football season was over. But many churches today are forced to cut costs, and this will hurt ministries within the church. When we begin to cut ministries, my brothers and sisters, we start to cut at the very core or the very foundation God established. For Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. He is in the building process. Can I share something with you? It ain't about this building. It's about what's inside the building. He's building a people. He's building a people that will know his word, that will be able to deliver his word to those who are hungry for the word. But we have to have resources. As believers, we know that God is a giving God. And how do we know this? I'm glad you asked. We know this because God gave this world a love gift. Everybody know John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God is a giving God. And if God gave us his son, there is an expectation that we emulate the one who we ascribe to be like. And if we ascribe to be like him, then we should be giving to others. Antioch, in John 3:16, God did not exclude anyone in his love. There's something systemically wrong with a nation and a people that we're separated, and we're fighting because of our skin color. We're separated because of economic conditions, or we're separated because some people don't look like us and act like us. We are separated. But God is an inclusive God. And when I say that, when I see what God is up to, I said all that to say this. The same way that God gave his only begotten son to us is the same way we should be towards him. Giving. I have often questioned why when we speak on giving, we get quiet. If we examine ourselves as individuals within the church, are we giving our best to the Lord? That's an individual thing. Pastor will never tell you what you should give. Pastor will never ask you for your income tax statement. I will never ask you to prove what your salary is. I will never tell you what your obligation is to the Lord. The pastor will never tell you that, because I know the one who knows what your income is the one who's over your income. And he has placed it on your heart, our heart, to give according to the blessing that he has blessed us with. My brothers and sisters, God exists us to give. If we examine ourselves as individuals, then the church, we're giving our best. For God gave us his best. And we know that God has rules. And as believers, we should know that our responsibility should be towards what our responsibility should be towards him. For God, who owns all things, are willing to see if we will be faithful to obey. Willing to obey was the first established in the Garden of Eden when God told Adam not to eat of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil. And when they disobeyed, a penalty was imposed upon them. What I have discovered about God is that God is faithful to his word. He will not alter it. God gave Adam everything he created. Think about that. Everything in this world was given to one man, and he told him to have dominion, power, authority over everything that God created by a spoken word. And yet, man could not obey God's word. Antioch. The word giving is defined as to grant or to bestow by formal requests or formal actions. What action have we as believers taken this year that God will honor? And is God pleased with the action that I have rendered concerning the things of God? What action? And is God pleased with the action I have rendered concerning the things he has given us? I have been faithful, and have we been faithful to the things he has given us? For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Your faithfulness in giving will be the substance of the things hoped for. I just mentioned to you that the Lord placed on my heart to put a marquee out there, and I'm sure when I said that, it must have rattled some folks, because we've already done something enough. But can we ever do enough for God? Isn't it amazing how a man just approached me out of the blue that hadn't been here but knew we were trying to do something, came to me and said, when you do that, let me know, because I want to help you. Now you know why I'm crazy with God, why I do things that God asks me to do.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
visit one of Louisiana's most exciting festivals.
Alex River Fete in downtown Alexandria, April 30th through May 2nd, featuring Better Than Ezra, King George, Windstorm, Brass Queens, and Wellness Check.
And that's just the beginning.
Classic cars, barbecue, food trucks, art, and more.
Feeling fete-ish yet?
Join us in Alexandria for music, culture, food, and fun. Save the date, bring your friends, and get set for Fete. Visit alexriverfete.com or find us on Facebook. Alex River Fete, April 30th through May 2nd.